Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 12th of September. The European Central Bank meets today, and it is expected to cut rates a quarter point. There's no reason not to cut. European inflation has fallen, and real interest rates have been rising. The European Central Bank cannot seriously want to be tightening policy in the euro area, so a rate cut is essentially a way of keeping things stable. But investors should be wary about describing this as a policy easing. Over any proper time frame, this is a stabilizing policy that is not aimed at significantly boosting growth. The move is priced into financial markets, so the only real potential for excitement is ECB President Lagarde's press conference. And things have to be pretty desperate if one is looking for comments from ECB President Lagarde to provide excitement. The tone is likely to signal a steady pace of rate cuts. A quarter point a quarter seems appropriate. Meanwhile, the US consumer price inflation data for August has moved so far into a world of fantasy, it's practically in Narnia. Core inflation surprised slightly to the upside, except that no one living in the real world will have noticed, because this upside surprise was due to the fictitious owner's equivalent rent. For a home-owning household, inflation today is around 1.2%. That's consumer prices excluding shelter. That is the number that matters for middle-income spending power, and it's the lowest inflation number since the pandemic. Even with the fiction of owner's equivalent rent, more parts of the United States have sub 2% inflation than at any time since the pandemic. This is perhaps one of the stronger defenses against the idea of a hard economic landing in the States anytime soon. The US Federal Reserve is undoubtedly late in cutting rates, and it will scramble to cut every meeting to try and catch up with recent declines in inflation. But there's no need to be so aggressive as a half-point cut when consumer spending power is sufficient to prevent a hard landing. Ahead, we have US corporate pricing power in the form of producer price inflation. Companies sell to other companies, not to consumers. This is expected to produce a relatively benign outcome, and indeed the consumer price inflation hints at that too. There's no room for fantasy pricing in producer price data. There are also weekly initial jobless claims figures from the States. Of all the US labour market data, this is the most reliable because it measures something real and it's not a survey of opinions like the employment report. The problem with claims is that claims do not necessarily represent the state of the whole US labour market. So they're accurate for what they measure, but there's an element of inaccuracy if you want to use them as a proxy for employment or unemployment overall. Japan has already given us producer price inflation for August, and this was lower than expected. Indeed, all of the recent producer price inflation reports from Japan have been coming in lower than expected. It's certainly not especially suggestive of wage pressures becoming firmly embedded into Japan's pricing cycle. The Bank of Japan meets next week. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.